you know, every single night I would go to bed, rest my head on that pillow, and I would go, I'm gonna make $1 million this year.
Remember, the starting point of becoming a millionaire on the outside is for you to become a millionaire on the inside.
The attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it. They're judging according to appearances. The people that are going to make it in the future, the people that are making it today, let me share something with you. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination.
Look, I'm getting paid to learn how to run a business. Rather do things when I want and how I want and get paid more or some office job and eat shit. That ain't what I'm after.
Oh, so you are after something.
Right.
And what's that?
Freedom. Freedom from all of it.
And a man. A man provides.
Anyone says money can't buy happiness can transfer it to my account.
If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
Most people are thinking of how little money they have. They worry about being broke. They're worried about lack and poverty. They're worried about the prices of everything. And they're wondering why they're not flourishing financially, because they're thinking about poverty and lack rather than prosperity and abundance. You can program yourself to think like self-made millionaire. And remember, it has to start on the inside before it ever comes true on the outside.
Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't fucking have any. They say money can't buy happiness. Look at the fucking smile on my face.
No, don't future.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Someone has to be the one to break the cycle in your family. Why not you break the financial struggle cycle?
I'm in no position to tell anyone how to live, but sneaking out like this, quitting, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
I have to believe I got some kind of say over our lives.
I'm determined now. I've been through the thick and thin of it. You know, I may be young, but I've lived plenty of life. I'm ready to start living it good. You know, my daddy always told me it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. And it's time for things to get better. That's what I want.
Most vicious propaganda ever. People kept telling me that money wasn't everything, and I believed it. Until I found out that the people who were saying that money wasn't everything were the people that had all the money.
Quit let your outside world, don't let your outside world, don't let previous or present results control your thinking. Visualize what you want, get emotionally involved with it. The understanding leads to faith, and the faith manifests on the physical plane as health or well-being. You can literally transform the state of health that your body's in. I've seen people that close to death's door change it. I've watched people who are in terrible state literally change their life.
Let me give you the key phrase on setting goals. Set the kind of goals that will make something of you to achieve them. Set the kind of goals that will make something of you to achieve them.
Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, you change your conditions by changing your self-image. If you see yourself as a person who is in a veil of tears and under conditions and circumstances, that's the way you will be until you change your mind. Also, one of the techniques that I teach is called visualization. It teaches the person to see himself being, doing, and having the good which he desires. And the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And it simply means that if you cannot see yourself in a better condition, you will die in the terrible condition that you're in. And so by teaching individuals to see themselves in a better condition, they are led into the correct ways and means of becoming better, doing better, and having better.
Don't set your goals too low. Don't join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations are high. Go where the demands are high. Go where the pressure's on to perform, to grow, to change, to develop, to read, to study, to develop skills. Always keep that in mind. What will this make of me? If I set this goal and go for it, not only will I achieve it, but what will it make of me in the process? What a whole new concept on setting goals.
We don't talk business. Because that's what it's about, right? Money. When I got other shit on my mind to put.
But the business will work itself out.
Yeah, it will. As long as I make it.
Any thought, any plan, any goal, any idea that you can hold continuously in your mind must be brought into reality by the superconscious. This is the reason for the greatness of every man and woman who ever lived, every great leader, writer, author, poet, or business person, and you can tap into this at will simply by defining with crystal clarity exactly what it is you want and then thinking only about what you want, keeping your mind only on what you desire and keep it off of everything else until it comes into your reality.
You're supposed to be broke. That's just how it is in our family. That is not. You could be the one in your family to change the trajectory of your bloodline.
People only root for others at two times. First, when they're at the beginning of the race. Second, when they finish. Neither is when you need it. So, you have to master the middle. The boring, exhausting, soul-crushing middle. That's where the winning happens. On your own. People will only cheer for you as long as you can't beat them at the game they value most. Friendly reminder that every person who doubts you is right until they aren't.
And I'm telling you, the man was right. When I finally was broke at age 33, guess what I discovered? My money did not mean that much. It represented only a fraction of all my assets. Schultz said, once you become a millionaire, Mr. Owen, you can give all the money away. Because he says, what's important is not the money. What's important is the person you've become.
I think once you've actually learned how to try, really try one thing for an extended period of time every single day and taking all of your discretionary effort and your money and your time and your resources and put it towards just doing that thing, you realize how easy it is to beat everyone else because of how few of them actually do that.
If you study statistics, 95% of the people live their entire life and never live the way they want to live. You know that 95% of the population in this country, they'll work productively, let's say for 40 of their 65 years,
okay,
and they'll end up with hardly any money. I think we'll arrive at the conclusion, geez, I better start thinking for myself rather than follow everybody. Most people, they get a job, they look around, they see how everybody else is doing their work, and they start doing it the same way. Mm-hmm. They should stop and think, I wonder if any of these people know what they're doing. You know, is there a better way to do it?
You're going to make a decision right now, today, that you are never going to lower your standard of living. You have the potential that God gave you. You've got all the potential in the world. Anything anybody else does, you're quite capable of doing. But you've got to make a decision to do it. And don't worry about where the money or everything's going to come from. It'll come. And you make a decision. You'll always find the money. The way will always show itself.
Yeah.
Right? Life's hard. It's supposed to be. If we didn't suffer, we wouldn't learn a thing.
Observe, I use the word demand, not beg. The Creator never intended for you to beg for anything. If He had, He would not have blessed you with full control over your own mind. If your life is not what you want it to be, you can change it.
You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. It is the law of attraction. It is real. It is nothing fake about it. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you.
I think the message is really very simple. What we give out, we get back. So you don't want to give out negative things. What we believe about ourselves becomes true for us. Wake up to your own potential. Realize how divine and magnificent you are. And realize you have the power to make changes. You are not stuck. You can begin to make changes by changing the way you think. It'll work miracles.
If you want to be successful, here's the thing you have to do. You have to jump. There is no way around it. Every successful person has jumped.
As a matter of fact, You can do anything within reason that you desire to do if you embrace the principle of applied faith and keep it directed to the attainment of the things you want and off the things you do not want.
In order to unlock your full potential, it's absolutely essential that you understand the relationship between the conscious and the subconscious mind. There are thousands of books have been written on this subject. There's tremendous complexities. There's references to the conscious and the subconscious, especially the subconscious, throughout all of human history. The subconscious is often called the powerhouse of your being.
I dare you to try it. Write everything you want on a piece of paper. Everything. I don't care. Use your wildest imagination. If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff then came true.
If you make the effort to sit down and design a new life, and you make it the most important thing, and you spend time every day feeding it like a gardener feeds a seed, you will produce fruit. It may take some time in the beginning, and it may take some time in developing the art to control your mind from all the things that it needs to do. But most people stop because they look for the results in their world after a small amount of effort. And when they don't see those results, they immediately discount its possibility. And yet, right on the other side of that is the potential still existing. We're lazy as human beings. If we don't get our quick, immediate fix on what we need, we're impatient. We should be willing to sit down and take a piece of our day and set it aside and give thanks that we have life.
Your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. But what God got for you, do you know, man, that you can actually mess your life completely up? You can jack it all the way up and you can turn around and get it right.
I had a teacher in the second grade, this Irish woman, who said, whenever I want something, I pray to the Virgin Mary and ask her for it, and I say I'll do something in return, and I get whatever I want. I'm sitting at the back of the class going, good deal. I went home, I said a prayer, I asked for a bike. My father couldn't afford a bike. All my friends had bikes. I asked for that, said I'd say the rosary every night. 2 weeks later, I walk into my apartment. It was a brand new Mustang bike, banana seat, big handlebars. 2 weeks later, I won in a raffle that I didn't enter. It was a friend of mine who walked into a store and put my name down. So I've been operating my life like that ever since. And Hollywood was the same thing. It was a creation of my mind to begin with. What you do is you put it out there like it already exists. You feel it as if it already exists. And then when the doors open up, you walk through them.
Right here, may I remind you of the great importance of following the principle of a positive mental attitude, because this is the principle you will need most in converting unpleasant experiences into assets.
I don't give a f*** what you think, you know? I don't care what you think about me. I had come from an environment with very little cheerleading going on. And so I created a sort of survival instinct.
Right.
Where I would cut people out, you know, and minimize opinions. And the way that I would do that is I had to believe that my opinion was greater than everybody else's opinion around me.
If you concentrate on the good, and you concentrate on nothing but good coming to you, that's what's going to come. The thing that you will attract is what you focus on. Focus is the key. Focus on the good that you desire. Start to see it coming into your life. And a couple of times a day, sit down, let yourself relax, and give thanks for all the good that's coming into your life. And see all the good that you want coming into your life. But have a deep feeling of gratitude. And sit down and mentally let yourself get into that vibration. And do it frequently.
And it is important for you to take that pen back that people have written in your book of life. And realize there's many other pages that are blank that you could start rewriting how the story goes. But you have to give yourself permission first.
I dare you to take your gift and do it over and over and over. Watch what he do. The Bible says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of great men. Don't say nothing about your passion or your education. Your gift. If you do that, God will change your life.
If I have this dream, if I have this goal, how bad do I want it? You sit down and you say, what would it be like to be super healthy? super wealthy, super in love. You ask that question and your brain gets really creative. It starts combining circuits in new ways and you start getting this vision of the future. It becomes so real that you start to feel the emotion as if you were actually there. That moment, the stronger the emotion you feel when you hold that vision, the more you'll remember that vision. That's creating a memory. So the person comes out of the resting state and they make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that causes their body to respond to their mind. We could say then they're giving their body a taste of the future emotionally, and somehow they begin to embody whatever that future is, and now they begin to move in a different direction. They start trusting in their future more because they feel like they're connected to it. Intention is really meaning. You gotta have a meaning behind what you're doing.
What you say and what you think, and I tell this to my kids all the time, becomes your reality. If you're telling yourself, I'm going to be this or I'm going to be that, whatever it is, you tell yourself that and it will manifest. I really believe that we create our lives, not just with our actions and the things we do, but the things we think and the self-talk that we give. Being in this business where people are always trying to tell you what you should and shouldn't do, you really have to have a strong sense of self and gut and instinct and follow that.
Take the first step. The first step is always the hardest step because it forces you, like a chick breaking out of an egg when it hatches. The first step forces you to break out of your comfort zone. And the comfort zone is so strong that probably 90% of people are held back from their full potential all their life because of this vice-like comfort zone. And when you take the first step, the only way you can do it is break out. And suddenly you see the second step and the third step and the fourth step. And then as you take the steps, your self-esteem goes up and your self-confidence goes up and you become more creative and you start to think of all kinds of ideas. And people say, what has gotten into you? I mean, what are you smoking? Because whatever it is, you should share it with the others. And so this is the difference between top people, is they have a big idea of what's possible and they take the first step.
Every morning when you wake up, visualize and feel exactly what it is that you want in life. You don't have to worry about how it happens. You just have to focus all of your energy on feeling as if it already happened. And if you can do that, then the right circumstances, the right people, the right opportunities will show up to get you the vision that you have for your life. Because in truth, it really isn't the universe. It is you in verse. In other words, it's everything that you think and feel inside of yourself about life is what you are calling in to your reality. Mm. You're the one creating your reality.
Belief is truly a magic word because it is the beginning of all successes. It is the very foundation of civilization. It is the one quality you must develop before you can make use of the great master key to success. To be successful, you must become a person with a great capacity for belief. And the place to start believing is with yourself. You should begin by recognizing that you were born with the privilege of complete control over your own mind. You should also recognize that you can take full possession of your mind and make it yield you whatever you demand in life.
The universe only gives us what we think we're worthy of receiving. So then people who show up for themselves every day, they start feeling pretty damn worthy. Like, they're like, I'm worthy for this. Not like an entitlement way, like something. They just like, I feel like it's going to happen. I'm worthy for it.
You're not ready for what you want until you believe you can get it. All things are possible if you believe.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
That's paper. We call it money. Money is an idea. Money goes where it's invited and it stays where it's welcome. The idea that you have to work hard for this stuff is not true. Some of the people that work the hardest are the ones that earn the least. Now think about it. I was reading where Taylor Swift, young gal singer, was the highest paid entertainer last year. She's doing what she absolutely loves. That's not hard work. I get very well paid. I'm doing what I absolutely love. The idea that you have to work hard is silly. When you love what you're doing, you'll never work again.
Now here's the best word I know of to go with action. Massive.
Massive action is called the cure-all. See, that'll change everything. Here's the language of the poor. I'll try it a time or two and see what happens. The guy says, well, I'll give it 30 days. 30 days. You could guess his bank balance. So here's one of the major things to do starting tomorrow. Take a look at your game plan. If it isn't loaded with massive action, change it. The formula really works like this. Pick up a good idea, take heavy action. Take heavy action on a good idea. Don't wait till you've learned 2,000 or 3,000 things, because that way you'll use up all the time. And you could wind up smart and broke. Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. You'll become a fool. Let your learning lead to action. You can become wealthy. I often ask somebody, what are you going to do the next 6 months? And somebody starts to tell me. I say, no, don't tell me. Show me. Don't think in your head. Put it on paper. Don't operate out of your mind. Operate from paper. Put it on a game plan. Take action on what you found out.
If you're talking about manifesting your dreams, it only requires two things. It requires a clear intention. An intention is a vision, a possibility. The moment you say, what would it be like to be healthy? What would it be like to be wealthy? What would it be like to have a new home? What would it be like to have a great job? And you get this idea in your mind, that's intention. Then you write down the details. Okay, I want to travel around the world. I want to have great benefits, great insurance. I want to work with really cool people. I want to have a chance to be creative. And you list all of those individual elements to fortify your dream. The more you get clear on those details, the more your brain begins to work in new ways. The moment you get inspired and you begin to feel what it would be like to live in that future, your body is getting a chemical sampling, an emotional sampling. It's getting a taste of the future. What is the emotion you would feel if you had your dream come true? Incredible gratitude. If you can hold on to that emotional state of gratitude, your body is living in that future in the present moment. And that's when we begin to see the miracle.
Now, here's the first lesson of economics. Everybody should learn it from the time they're old enough to understand what a dollar means. How to earn one, how to get one, how to keep one, what to do with it. First lesson of economics. You don't get paid for the time. We primarily get paid for value. Bringing value to the marketplace, that's how you get paid. And I have a little phrase for your notes. You can't get more time, but you can create more value.
Do you know, abundance is our birthright. Abundance is our birthright. And everywhere you look, you see abundance. Everywhere you look, there's an abundance of leaves on the trees. There's an abundance of snow in the ground. There's an abundance of water in the universe. There's an abundance everywhere you go. And you and I have the ability to create an abundance. Now, you take nothing with you. You'll never own anything. You arrive with nothing. You're going to leave the same way. But while you're here, you can enjoy an abundant life. You can have all of whatever it is you want, but you have to earn it.
When you make up your mind to be defined by a vision of the future instead of the memories of the past, all you have to do is make a decision. And you just got to have a clear intent on what you want. And so learn. Study. Get something in your brain that's going to stimulate you about what's possible. And then begin to dream or begin to build a model of what it could look like, and don't let go of it. And begin to experience the emotions of how you feel when it happens. And teach your body emotionally what that future is going to feel like. So it only requires two things. A clear intention, that's a function of a coherent, organized brain, and an elevated emotion, which is a function of your heart and your body. And when you combine those two, you're going to change your energy. And when you change your energy, you're going to change your life.
Whatever you're experiencing on the outside is just a match for how you're living on the inside. So when you feel peace, love, and abundance inside, guess what you attract?
Yeah.
A partner that mirrors that
yes.
frequency.
Yes.
What is in your life that is robbing you of peace, love, and abundance? The lack of peace that you have within attracts clients, partners, careers that will give you more lack of peace because you're the one creating it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's part of the whole truth of the law of sowing and reaping. You could lose. There are times when you just lose, no matter what you do. It's that kind of planet. The farmer plants his crop in the spring, takes care of it all summer, works 10, 12 hours a day, 6, 7 days a week, is an honorable man. Come fall, he's got a beautiful crop. But the day before he sends the combines into the field, a hailstorm comes along and beats it all in the ground, which means you lose. Somebody says, well, what did he do wrong? Answer, nothing. You reap what you sow. Yes, but. What does that mean? Yes, but. Well, sometimes it's going to hail on your crop and rain on your parade. So you got to get ready for that or you will be naive. But now here's number 7. And it goes like this. It's just another way to quote the same law. If you don't sow, you don't reap. You don't even have a chance.
When you stop thinking, there's a wonderful thing that happens in the brain when we become nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, no time. That's the moment where we shut the mechanism down of thinking. And by focusing on nothing, on space, there's a recalibration of the nervous system back to more order, back to more wholeness, back to more oneness. And the closer you get to singularity, to source, to oneness, to wholeness, to absolute, whatever you want to call that, and you're creating from the field instead of from matter, every thought in the quantum produces a frequency. So the thought of your wealth in the quantum should produce the frequency or the feeling of abundance. And if you can experience the feeling of that ahead of the actual event, you're beginning to change information in the field. Keep doing that. Thought objectifies and conditions reality. So you create a thought form, and in time, all of a sudden, you start having these synchronicities and these outcomes in your life.
Now, here's the next exercise. Now I want you to answer this question. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? And I'll give you time to write that down now. What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? What you become helps you to achieve, and what you achieve helps you to become. And the more you become, the more you can achieve, and the more you achieve, the more you can become. Who knows which affects the other the most? So now just write this exercise. Start with a few sentences. Your concept of the person you think you must become to achieve what you want. Time for a little truth here. Maybe you need to become much wiser than you are at the moment. You need to become stronger. You need to have better health. Maybe you need a little coaching to really become the person I want to become. I'm going to have some coaching. Physical coaching, spiritual coaching, developing skills coaching. To be the influence you want to be, you got to build an incredible reputation. What kind of person must I be to attract all that I want? Life and the people that I want and the opportunities that I want.
The act of rehearsing mentally in your mind who you want to be, the act of just closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing that scene, literally causes the brain to look like you already did it. Keep doing it over and over again. The hardware becomes more automatic, like a software program. You naturally get your behaviors to match your intentions because you installed the circuitry. Practice feeling the elevated emotion. If you feel that emotion and you say, when I feel this emotion, I can believe in that future, then let me just keep remembering to feel this way in every part of my day. And this is not about positive thinking. This is about conditioning my body emotionally into the future. So if I maintain this modified state of mind and body my entire day, should there be some evidence in my life as a result of my change in state of being, a synchronicity, a coincidence? And if there is, then I'm going to do it again. And I think that's yes. How we start stepping into that future.
Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. That's the simple philosophy that changed my life forever, starting age 25. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune, which is super fine. Everything changed for me when I understood this philosophy. I didn't mind working hard on my job, but things didn't seem to change that much. Then I started working hard on myself to qualify. So let me put it in a philosophical phrase now. This is worth the price of whatever it costs for you to be here today. Here it is. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. Success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by becoming attractive.
Everything's vibrating. Your thoughts are electric, and your feelings, your heart feelings, are magnetic. So if you can get the brain coherent, you can send a very clear signal as an electrical charge into the field. You get that heart turned on and feel the emotion before it happens. The more coherent the heart, the more you have a strong magnetic field. And that's what draws experiences to us. So in our work, we marry a clear intention and an elevated emotion, a coherent brain and a coherent heart, and create a Wi-Fi signal. And if there's a vibrational match between some possibility in the quantum field, the frequency or information, and your energy, and you're creating beyond space and time from the field instead of from matter, and it's the field that creates matter, is it possible when there's a vibrational match to draw that experience to you without having to do anything? The answer is 100% absolute yes.
Don't be lazy in language. Don't be lazy in language, because the gift of language can create a career. It can help somebody see the way into the future. It can help somebody change from who they are to who they would like to be. One of the major things to pray for is to be gifted in language. It will help you to see the gift of your own intellect. There's an innate vocabulary in all of us that helps us to see, helps us to translate what's going on in the world, what's happening, so that we can make good decisions instead of poor ones. We can make less mistakes this year than we made last year. That not to continually get better and better at the gift of language would be a great mistake.